All you gents, take out your wallets. You ladies, just hand over your purses, and y'all do it easy now, said the smaller man in front with the pale blue, almost white eyes showing just above the red bandana. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Who the hell's doing that singing? Blue Eyes asked, swinging his colt around. Bass slowly got to his feet at the other end of the car, stepped out onto the aisle, and continued softly in his deep bass voice. Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Are you crazy, nigger? Who the hell are you anyway? He grinned. Some call me one thing, some call me another. But mostly they call me Bass Reeves. And this just ain't gonna be your day, son. Reeves! Oh, God! The train robber never finished, as both of Bass's 38-40 peacemakers appeared in his hand almost as if by some magic, and roared simultaneously. The slug from the pistol in his left, striking Blue Eyes in the middle of his chest, and the round from the one in his right, catching the taller, slightly younger man behind him, between the eyes. Both men dropped to the aisleway like shot doves. All four of the women in the car screamed, and one fainted. "Jesus, Mary, and Joseph," mumbled one of the men passengers when he first looked at the two young outlaws on the floor, and then at Bass as he flipped his guns back into his cross-draw holsters. Butt forward. "You're for sure and be damned, Marshal Reeves?" Bass just nodded. "Lord of mercy." Jack walked up behind Bass. "Feels like we're picking up speed. They's something wrong, I'd say." "I'd mind you're right. This can't be good. Can't be more than 5 miles from Bragg's Bluff. Never make that sharp turn at the river going this fast." Bass looked out the window at the rapidly passing tree. "Must be going 40 or 50 miles an hour, I expect. Never make that turn." The 60-year-old conductor in his brass button blue uniform and flat-top short-billed hat burst through the forward door of the car and strode up to Bass. "What the Sam Hill's going on here? I heard shoot." He glanced down at the masked bodies, and then at the badges the lawmen wore. "Glad y'all were on board, Marshals. But we got another problem. I think we got us a runaway. The engineer knows there's a sharp curve up ahead. He'd never highball like this. Robbers must have put a man in the locomotive, too. I'm guessing Rube's hurt, or worse. Somebody's going to have to get up to the front. Well, I'll crawl up on top and make my way to the engine and see what is the problem. I know a little about these steam locomotives. Got a cousin that's a brakeman for the Katy. Does that mean you soaked up the know-how just standing next to him at your last family reunion? Besides, I seen you still limping some from that hole Sartain put in your leg. I'll do it, Jack." Bass headed toward the back door of the car, stopped and turned back to the others. "Might not hurt for one of you to follow me out back and see as you can turn that brake wheel on this car. Might slow us down some whilst I crawl up on top and make my way to the front." "I was just going to suggest the very thing," said the conductor. "I expect we need to hurry every chance we get. Heading down this here grade ain't no telling how fast we'll be a-going," added Jack. "Why, I've heard tell that some scientists think that if a man goes 60 miles an hour, he'll die," offered Jed. "Well, we may just find out if I don't get up to that engine pretty quick." "And you're waiting on what?" Jack asked. "For y'all to quit jawing. Here, hold my hat. Might blow off up there." Bass turned, headed through the door to the platform at the rear, and climbed the metal ladder on the side to the top. Jed followed him out and moved to the brake wheel at the side of the platform. Bass started making his way toward the locomotive. The big man leaned forward in the near 50-mile-per-hour wind, spread his legs and shuffled along the rocking rail car. Not an easy task due to the unevenness of the bed and the joints between the rails. The car swayed. Bass lost his balance, stumbled off the raised center platform to the right side of the rounded top passenger car, and slid over the edge.